Cooperation between NGO, state agencies and the communities has opened a new chapter on the restoration of the forests after years of destruction. The pact between Restoration Development Initiative, RODI Kenya, Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, Kenya Forest Service, KFS, and the communities in Zambani and Mathari villages have restored vegetation in Kilimambogo and Nyeri Hill forests after years of destruction. This was achieved after the NGO brought together the warring communities and the government agencies where thousands of trees have been planted and nurtured. The state forests were destroyed through felling of trees for timber, charcoal burning and grazing hundreds of livestock. In the last 2 years, the situation has changed with former enemies joining a pact in massive tree planting in support of President William Ruto's agenda on planting 15 billion trees by 2032. In the concept, after the planting of trees, the community is left behind nurturing them through bush clearing among other chores. To ensure the success of the forest restoration program, started in 2021, the tree seedlings planted are sourced from the community at a fee by the NGO. More than 321,000 trees have been planted within parts of the 6,000 acres in Kilimambogo Hills by Zambani residents in Machakos County, supported by the KWS. Zambani villages had been at war with KWS over game hunting, charcoal burning, livestock grazing and tree logging. Annie Karoki in her 70s said she grew up in the area under the old Donyo Sabuk National Park where charcoal burning was the order of the day. We never know whatever happens will come to haunt the community in future. Today the entire area is under rehabilitation after the community was evicted and settled in the lower areas, said Karoki. Emma Indunda, a resident of Zambani, says there are unwritten rules towards destruction of the environment. If one is caught felling down a tree, one has to plant 20 trees as a punishment, said Indunda. According to James Kamande, a researcher, many of the wildlife that had migrated to other areas have trooped back to their natural habitat. In Kilimambogo, we have a number of buffaloes and zebras that are increasing day by day. I hope the elephants are on their way as the situation on vegetation has improved, said Kamande. Community leader in Zambani area, Mr. Elijah Mulwise, said after they ironed out the differences with the KWS, they residents have been joining in the protection of the natural forest. Since 1982, charcoal burning had been the daily activity in the village, a thing that put the community into the conflict with the law over degradation with the environment. Mulwa said residents, being members of Muka Muku Farmers Cooperative Society, settled in the locality more than 30 years ago, before they were ordered out of the forest land and converted to Old Donyo Sabuk National Park. 2 years ago, through the environmental conservation education coordinated by RODI Kenya, the situation changed after planting of trees and livestock grazing stopped, said the chairman. At Nyeri Hills covering 192 acres, massive destruction was carried out between 1980 and 1984, when the KFS allowed timber merchants to fell down the trees in the commercial plantations. The residents in return as the custodians of the forest moved in and joined in the destruction and grazing of hundreds of their livestock. In November last year, KFS, community and RODI Kenya officials entered into the pact that has assisted in the restoration of Nyeri Hill, as scouts monitor the extent of the rehabilitation. Samson Ingure, the head scout at Nyeri Hill, says in the past 1 year tremendous changes have taken place, with tens of the people from far and wide visiting over the weekends. Ingure says through the community initiative a lot of changes have taken place with the scouts entrusted in the care and protection. Those engaged in protection of the ecosystem get a monthly token from RODI Kenya that is appreciated by the scouts and the community, said Ingure. KFS officer in charge of Nyeri Hill Ms. Lucy Njeri said collaboration with the community has assisted in enhancing environmental protection. Njeri says a year of working with the community has turned round the reduction of illegal grazing and felling down of trees. Instead, the community is more involved in protection of the forest and clearing bushes in nurturing of the young trees, said Njeri. RODI Kenya Executive Director Esther Bett said the state of the forests and the effects of the climatic change forced the NGO through partners to initiate ways to restore the forests. Ms. Bett says they are working with communities near the two state forests and local residents in their farms on effective tree planting. She said through the partnership RODI Kenya is determined to make Kenya green in less than 5 years. The most important is that springs in the Zambani area are back owing to the spirited restoration of the forest after decades of destruction of the forest cover, said Ms. Bett.